Track 18, Uninvited Thoughts. The previous track discussed memories and expectations. In this track, we'll discuss the self-comparisons analysis exercise. Cognitive therapy and self-comparisons analysis are both exciting advances over the older ways of dealing with depression, but this new theory also shows that there's more to understanding depression than a single magical button. Instead, I found it's helpful to encourage your clients to do some hard thinking about themselves and their depressive thoughts. As you know, having clients write down and analyze their depressed thoughts is a very important part of the cure for depression. It's also helpful for your clients to learn more about the nature of depression to let them know that they're not alone. I've found that Feeling Good by David Burns and A New Guide to Rational Living by Albert Ellis and Robert A. Harper, both inexpensive paperbacks, are particularly valuable for my depressed clients. Self-comparisons analysis teaches clients that negative self-comparisons, together with a sense of helplessness, causes their sadness. Obviously, then, your depressed clients will have to eliminate these negative self-comparisons in order to overcome depression and achieve a normal life. Cognitive therapy allows clients to monitor their thinking in order to prevent the negative self-comparisons from entering and remaining in their minds. I found that it's crucial to have depressed clients observe their thoughts with pencil and paper in hand and write down the thoughts in their analyses. I have my clients ask themselves, "What am I thinking right at this moment that's making me feel so sad?" Next, I have them record their thoughts in a table with the following headings: Uninvited Thought, Casual Event, Self-Comparison, Analysis, Response, Behavior You Wish to Change. This table guides your client from the raw, uninvited thought which floats into their mind and causes pain, into and through an analysis of that thought which pinpoints the problems and opportunities to intervene and get rid of the painful negative self-comparison that they're making. Judy, a 26-year-old businesswoman, used this exercise to analyze her negative self-comparisons. One morning before our session, Judy suddenly realized she was late for an important meeting. The thought then zipped through her mind, "I can never do anything right." During our session that day, I had Judy write, "I can never do anything right," in her uninvited thought column. Next to this thought, in the casual event column, Judy wrote, "Late for a meeting." The uninvited thought creates pain. Judy also has a hopeless attitude, so this uninvited thought produces sadness. In the next column, self-comparison, Judy thought about her uninvited thought. She logically decided that her uninvited thought, "I can never do anything right," translated to the negative self-comparison of, "I do fewer things right than the average person does." We wrote this down under self-comparison. We then moved on to analyzing Judy's negative self-comparison. I had Judy ask herself if her assessment of her situation was actually correct. Under the analysis column, I had Judy write down the question, "Am I usually late for meetings?" Judy laughed and admitted that she was actually very seldom late. We wrote this in the response column. Judy had told herself that she was always late because she has a cognitive distortion habit common in depressives, generalizing to always or everything bad from just a single bad instance. Under the behavior you wish to change column, Judy wrote down, "inappropriately generalizing from a single instance to my entire life." Using this exercise, Judy now saw how she had created a painful negative self-comparison unnecessarily. Judy has a great sense of humor, and after seeing this table, she was able to laugh at how her mind played silly tricks on her, but tricks that made her depressed because of habits built up over the years. But let's imagine what would happen if Judy was not so easily convinced that she was playing the self-depressing mind game. In this case, we'd need to move on to analyzing the uninvited thought. In this situation, Judy agreed that her statement, "I never do anything right," implies that others do better than her. Under the analysis column, I had Judy question this thought and write down, "Do most people do most things more right than I do?" Judy saw that this is not a correct assessment, and she was not, on average, a poor performer. After this realization, we wrote down in the behavior you wish to change column, "biased assessments of what other people are like, making me look bad." After realizing this, Judy saw the irrational pattern of her thoughts and was able to begin to let go of this depressing negative self-comparison habit. Analyzing either the casual event that triggered the uninvited thought or the uninvited thought itself may be appropriate and effective for a given circumstance with a given client. Sometimes, however, using more than one tactic will increase your effectiveness in combating your client's negative self-comparisons. In summary, the self-comparisons analysis exercise can be used to help clients see irrational thought patterns and help them let go of their negative self-comparison habit. The next track will discuss how to use role-playing. Question 18. What are the 6 steps in the self-comparisons analysis table?